Today we are reading from Canto 6, Chapter 14, text number 27. And because there is no purport, we are going up to Shloka number 29. There we will repeat together. 29 we repeat together, but I start from 27 to read.
Sisukuvacha iti artita sabhagavam kripalur brahmana sutta srapaitva charum trastram tvastaram ayajad vibhu.
Translation. In response to the request of Maharaj Chitraketu, Anjira Rishi, who was born a Lord Brahma's mind, was very merciful toward him. Because the sage was a greatly powerful personality, he performed a sacrifice by offering oblation of sweet rice to Tasva. Text number 28.
Jestasresta chaya rajo maisinyam chabarata namna krita yutistasyai yagyochistam adat vija.
Translation. Maharaj Pariksit, best of the Bharata, the remnants of the food offered in the Yagya were given by the great sage Anjira to the first and most perfect among Chitraketu's millions of queens, whose name was Krita Duty.
Text number 29. Atahanipatim rajam, atahanipatim bhavitaikastavatmaja arsya soka pradastubhyam iti brahma sutoyayo.
Word by word, ata, thereafter, a, said, nipatim, unto the king,
Rajan,
O King Chitraketu,
Bhavita,
there will be
Eka,
one,
Tava,
your Atmaja, son,
Arsya Soka,
jubilation and lamentation.
Prada,
who will give
tubhyam,
unto you.
Iti,
those.
Brahmasuta,
Anjira Rishi, the son of Lord Brahma.
Yayo,
left. Translation by Isdevan Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, the great sage told the king, O great king, now you will have a son who will be the cause of both jubilation and lamentation. The sage then left without waiting for Chitraketu's response.
Purport.
The word arsa means jubilation and soka means lamentation. The king was overwhelmed with joy when he understood that he would have a son. Because of his great jubilation, he could not utterly understand the statement of the sage Anjira. He accepted it to mean that there would certainly be jubilation because of the birth of his future son, but that he would be the king's only son and, being very proud of his great wealth and empire, would not be very obedient to his father. Thus the king was satisfied, thinking, let there be a son, it does not matter if he is not very obedient. In Bengal there is a proverb that instead of having no maternal uncle, it is better to have a maternal uncle who is blind. The king accepted this philosophy, thinking that a disobedient son would be better than no son at all. The great sage Chanakya Pandit said, Ko artha putrana jatena yona vidvanna dharmika tanena chaksu sakimba chaksu pidaiva kevalam. What is the use of a son who is neither a learned scholar nor a devotee? Such a son is like a blind, diseased eyes, which only cause suffering. Nevertheless, the material world is so polluted that one want to have a son, even thought is useless. This attitude was represented in the history of King Chitraketu. So, normally, of course, King Chitraketu, we see later on that he became a very great devotee of the Lord, you know. But here we can understand how it is tricky when we approach a saintly person, no? What we should ask. Like, we see even many cases, even Narada Muni, sometimes, no? Sometimes he cures somebody, no? At least for his benefit. So when we are near to the pure devotee, a great saint, as a great sainted person, sadhamatma, it's like we are near to the fire. So, we should be very careful how we deal, you know? So, because they are very merciful, like here we see King Chitraketu was crying because no son, he has 10,000 queens, all very beautiful, and still no son. And for a grihastha, no son is like no life. Because putra, no? Putra, son, is the one who delivers his first father, no? The father and the mother was very faithfully to the husband, as we was reading, no? And so, Anjira Rishi, he feel compassion for Maharaj Chitraketu, and, you know, son of Brahma, so very powerful, and he know all about mantra, yagya, and actually sadhu, sometimes even by word, he can give blessing, no? Tatastu, even by word, it happens what the sadhu want to give to somebody, no? So here in particular is king, so as we see in other time, other story of Srimad Bhagavatam, no? Sometimes by the power of the yagya, a woman who could not get a son, he gets son, no? So here, by offering oblation to Tasva in the fire and this sanctify kheer, no? Sweet rice, Anjira Rishi told that this should be given to the best of all the queen. In that case was Krita duty, and of course we can feel how the other queen they would fail, no? That there has a 10 million of wives, so 900,999 there was understood that we don't get any son, you know? That we will see later on in the story. Anyway, and so and he give blessing, and at the end he told that, O great king, you will have a son, no? But will be because of both jubilation and lamentation, no? And then he left. But actually, when sadhu speak, pure devotees speak, we should hear, no? Sravana is very important. And sometimes mercy comes throughout sravana. So the sage give hint what will have happens, no? In his life, you know? Because we are all after happiness. So he told that the son will be source of jubilation, happiness and lamentation same time. But because Maharaj Chitraketu was exalted, excited, no? That long time he didn't got any son. So now getting son, he didn't give much attention to this. This actually is a big statement. Happiness and lamentation. Lamentation mean many things. After we see later on that the other queen got envious. Naturally, women, particularly we see even in Mahabharata some story, you know, like if some woman gets son before another one, Then also this, if one one lady, you know, have some friend relation, and the other lady sometimes gets son and she didn't get, she get little, feel bad, you know. So what to speak here, you know. So somehow the this is nature of the woman, no, is normal, like, and the desire son. So the other queen got mad and they give poison, no. So it is said in the Mahabharata in Adiparva that even when the sages joke at that time, when they joke and tell something by joke, that will happen. So here the sadhu tell jubilation and lamentation. No? So that will happen, something very painful for the king. But in the purport, Prabhupada tell that actually he didn't give much importance to this. He said that, of course, because only son, so we will, like, you know, we can say, you know, pet so much, he will be the king. So he will not, because, like, you know, when father give too many things to the son, you know, whatever he want to give, because he's the only son, naturally, Maharaj Chitraketu think that he will be not much obedient, you know. I said, no problem. This I can accept, you know. So, the point that I want to point is that all Shastra says that actually we should approach the saintly person to get bhakti, no? Free from material desire, no? And if you don't do that, somehow, because they are pure devotee, like the story of Narada Muni, no? Many cases, Narada Muni, in this case of Anjira Rishi, even Krishna himself, when he give blessing in such a way that your material fever for material desire will diminish. So, in this way, for the benefit of Maharaj Chitraketu, he give this kind of blessing. Because without Vairagya, without be, Prabhupada tell that without be, without having any illusion, no, that there is nothing to enjoy in this material world, actually we cannot give our heart to Krishna, no? Because as much as we are attached to this material world, that much we cannot give to Krishna, no? Even Queen Kunti tell, no, Jamna Shruta Sribi, no, if you are intoxicated by a good birth, beauty, riches, and education, we cannot. So the king is the emblema of all this. We can see in the case of Maharaj Prataparuda and Lord Chaitanya. Maharaj Prataparuda was a bhakta, devotee of the Lord, but still Mahaprabhu didn't want directly in beginning, no, to meet him, because it's a king. King is a representation of money, attachment to money, no, opposite sex, like this, you know. So in this case, to make him a devotee, because he was very, very attached to material life, he need something like very bitter, no? So, and that will happen to him. I mean, because by this blessing, actually the son make him very much, you know, this, when the son will die, will leave the body, then many things, you know, will come that he gets so much teaching, no? From later on. That now I don't want to tell all the story because we are, will come out in the other sloka, no? So, we remember two important sloka about approaching the sadhu. One, Maharaj Rishabhadeva tell the famous sloka, Mat Seva Dvaram Aur Vimukte, no? That we should approach and serve the Mat, the saintly person, no? Because this is the only way to get the gate of Dvaram, the gate of Vimukta, the liberation, no? There is no any other way. And so we can see that if you approach really a real sadhu, then even if you have material desire, he will give us, we will get the blessing, no? Maybe by by some suffering sometime, you know? Like he said, guru means heavy, sometimes guru duty is to cut the material attachment, no? Ourself, we don't want to cut, and Krishna himself, the only name, is very powerful, but there is a 10 offense, no? If you maintain material attachment, after hearing so much, there still is Nama Parada, no? So the name, Harinam, he cut the attachment as much as we want to give up. Still, even in Amaparada, we get Sukriti and we get purified, but the process is very long, you know, it can take many lifetimes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tell Nariram Chintamani, we can chant even 64 on a day, but if our chanting is unattentive, still we are not getting the real, we cannot go to the higher platform, no? So, this fever has to go down, and Krishna himself, like, he don't force anybody, no? There is free will. But when we approach Guru, the spiritual master, we ourselves, we accept that he's superior than us, and then we are ready. Like, you know, when we go to doctor sometimes he give injection, and like now he tell you, you don't move. If you move, then problem. Some blood can come out or like this. So this is the duty of the sadhu, the spiritual master has two functions. One like father, and you know, Prabhupada tell, Srila Prabhupada tell. One like father and one like teacher, no? These two aspects. One is like kind like a father, and other one he heavy. Like he heavy means he cut our impediment in the road to go to Krishna, no? So, and the other sloka, very important, is the one of Prahlad Maharaj, no? That he tell that, naisam matis tava rugramangrim, sprisati anarta pagamo yadarta, maiyasam padarajo viseka, nischinchananan navritam yavad. Dice che only by taking a shelter at the lotus feet, no, or these devotees, pure devotees, who are free from all material contamination, then one can get himself the mercy of the Lord, no? Actually, he says that Maya Sam Padarajobi Sekam, by smearing the dust on their feet, no, on the head, you know. Because this means two things. One thing, so practical things also, you know, because we said that the remnant of the Vaishnava food and his dust, they are very, very purifying, and absolutely. And other things is their instruction, like follow their instruction. Like this is also most important point. So these two things, all our philosophy, if you see all our Bhavatam, is based on Vaishnava Seva, serving the pure devotee. In the history of Narada Muni also, no? He, in his previous life, he was son of a maid servant, and somehow he fell to be like, to the sage, the great sadhu Rishi, they stop in the ashram where his mother were doing Seva during the 4 months of the raining season. Now, this Chaturmasya, I started on 16th. And in India, that time, now also is followed by many sadhu. That time, raining, so much raining, and the sadhu take a break, so that they can be absorbed more in bhajan, and like this. So, the sadhu stay in the ashram, and the son also was doing some small service like this. And he got the remnant of the food. He got the remnant of the food, and then, before the sages, they was leaving, they give him blessing. And in the Purple Prabhupada tell, there was not actually formal initiation, but like, it was like initiating the spiritual life. So, we can see how, either we have material desire, either we have not material desire, to be in contact with a great pure devotee, in our case, Prabhupada, and whatever is his disciple, is really a great mercy, because this, first, of course, we have to have some Sukriti to meet them, you know. This is true. This is why all this, our preaching movement, like, whatever, every day now we are going Harinam, with Padayatra, and Harinam Sankirtan road. And this actually, it changed the life of every people we meet. It's amazing how this movement, oh Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by this Harinam, because if you see, there is some people on the veranda, on the balcony, they watch, they smile, and they hear. So this smile is appreciation. So this make them the Sukriti, so that soon they will go to the temple, or again, no? Their process spiritual life is started. Like what to speak those who take prasad. Prasada, mostly many of us has become devotee in the beginning. First prasada and then book like this. So it's like prasada is purifying their heart, like is acting, is not different from Krishna. So maybe we cannot say maybe after a month, maybe after 1 year, they get some other invitation and they come to the temple. No, only Krishna know what on background, no? Our acharya and Krishna, they are working. So then those who sometimes I see they join the dance, it happens, they get so much benefit. Some give a donation, even they don't get book, and some get the book. So the book is like Prabhupada tells, this is like Bhaktisiddhanta was saying, no? Brihadmidanga is like a bomb, no? They keep a spiritual bomb in their house. So maybe he will not read, maybe this book is for his son, maybe for the husband. Like this. And there is address of temple. And Prabhupada tell, maybe you are not so qualified to preach. Because, you know, Mahaprabhu tell, first practice yourself, then preach. But because Prabhupada is pure devotee, Prabhupada say, even they open, they touch the book, read a word, they get purified. You know? This is why, I mean, I'm not expert in Sankirtan, I tell you frankly. But I see the devotee, first thing, they give the book and try the other take in hand, right? They touch the book. If he touches the book already, it means he will start to become positive. Mostly he will take also. No? So all this is very mystic. So that's why this is Parupakara, the highest activity, no? That can be done nowadays in Kali Yuga. No? Arenama, Arenama, Arenama Kevalam, Kalona Steva, Nasteva Gatirianta. Sastra tell 3 times. Prabhupada tell, I was hearing one lecture recently, Nasteva, Certainly not. You see, there is no any other way, you know? Like, Prabhupada translate like this. Certainly not. There is no other way, than chanting the only name, you know? Kalidasa Nidairajan. The sage full of mistake. There is no good quality, you know? But there is one quality. Simply by chanting the only name, everybody get liberated. That's why it is said that even from the higher planet, they are in court to take birth in this Bharat, in this land, our planet. Why? Because in other planet, like Deva planet, they are very much intoxicated, no? There is almost no sun, or either sun at the end of life, so much opulence, and here, it's perfect. Like here, one can be disgusted from material life. You know, Krishna tell Dukala Yam Sasvatam, is temporary and full of misery. So easily, in this material civilization, people can get bored, tired, frustrated, and this is the key. Then one is easily toward bhakti, toward spiritual life. You see now. There is a great no explosion of what is a yoga, bhakti yoga, no? It's very, very positive. And so another example I want to tell, that in the Prabhupada tell a story. The story he tell different time, especially once during the disappearance day of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, no? And he tell that the sage give different blessing to 4 types of people. This is famous, no? So it's, we can say a little connected, that here Anjira Rishi give blessing, no? And first, he start with the king, no? The sadhu meet the king, Rajarsi, and not Rajarsi, we can say a materialistic king. And this king has a son, and the son normally of king is very much like enjoy life, you know, because you know he will become king, not to work much, and he has all opulence. So the sage bless the son of a king, Rajaputra Chiranjiva, means that you live forever, no, never die. Why? Because he's doing so much, we can say, illicit sex, and like, sometimes politics and duplicity, many, many things, you know. So, sometimes killing, sometimes we can say, we see even in the Middle Age, the king become intoxicated, you know. And they took hunting as a play, you know. It's supposed to be as a learn how to become a kshatriya. But in the degraded age of Kali Yuga, they was just enjoying go to the, in France, you know, they was going to the hunting and no food for people, you know. So, they got a reaction, and that's why monarchy nowadays nobody like, you know. Actually, according to Vedic culture, monarchy is the best because king should be, is a Rajarsi. And the Brahman are there who are advising him, you know. So nowadays this is no more there, you know. So, and then after the king, he meet a sadhu, no? You can say a sadhu bhakti yogi. And tell that either you live, the sadhu tell, either you live, either you die, no? There is no problem for you, no? Because, like, pure devotee, either in, here in this material world is like spiritual world for him, you know? And when he go, he's also go to the spiritual world. And then he meet a brahmachari, no? Renounce. And he tell, you die now, no? You tell, you die now, because he's in the best time of his life. Like, has not done papa, sinful activity. In Vedic culture, it's supposed to be akanda. Akanda brahmachari means that he never broke his rule. Ourself, we normally, whilst we become brahmachari later, we try to become brahmachari later. It's like, but the ma mantra somehow is very powerful. So, we have some hope. So he tell that you are ananta akanda brahmachari, no? So you die now. It's very good. We go back to God because you are serving the guru. So you are pure, no sinful activity, and doing bhakti yoga. You will go back to God, no? And then there is the other one. The other one is the butcher. The butcher, and the butcher. His life is terrible because from morning, when he wake up, he go to shop, he cut animal, he kill. Nowadays there is slaughterhouse, but before there was normal system in India still. Sometimes they, you see, in Bangladesh they cut animal on road. So it's horrible, his life is very horrible now. And he's such, in such a condition that he don't know how much he's going to suffer in the next life. Like, you know, case of Mrigari, Narada Muni, meet, you know, because he meet a sadhu, he show him what he would have happened to his hellish life now, and hellish life later. And Prabhupada tell one story that actually butcher is such in Maya condition, such cover, that in Calcutta, there was one shop, and Prabhupada himself showed that there was a butcher and a butcher's son. So the butcher, he was cutting the head of a rooster, you know, chicken. Rooster. So, and then he cut the head, but still the rooster was alive, and he was like still running, and the butcher was laughing. He was like, for him this was like a drama, he was happy to see. But his son, he was crying. Prabhupada sees the two. So like the son is like, you know, not in sinful activity, so he sees things as they are. So the sage bless that you don't die, you don't live. Because if he live in hell. And if he die, he will go more and more in hell. So that is the, it's very meaningful, very, very meaningful. Ultimately, just reading the last part of the purport of Srila Prabhupada, and he quotes Chanakya Pandit, that actually, you know, the son should be actually a devotee, you know, because if he's not, neither a devotee, not a learned scholar, then it will be a suffering for the family. That's why it's very important, no, in our ISKCON, the Grihastha, no, Prabhupada give very high standard, no? He give the four regulative principle that we say that is high standard, no? Especially for the West. Even in India is and the idea is to go back to our original culture, no? Where there is a samskar, the famous Garbhadhan samskar, when before procreating the son, Prabhupada tell chant more than 50 rounds. So in that case, it's very important how the soul go in the body, no? The new body, no? Which soul go? Because we can say also, like, after, if the union between husband and wife is not done according to the Vedic culture, the rules, then the son become a naughty boy, restless. You cannot educate him. How much you bring in the Gurukul, his nature very difficult to correct. I see some devotee that I know, that they got son before becoming devotee, and after they chant 16 rounds everything, and they send the son to the Gurukul. And the Gurukul, the son was kicked out many times. Every year, twice in a year, the teacher said, you cannot stay here. You're too much passionate. Now, by chanting 16 rounds like this, his nature slowly, slowly, like, change, you know. But like, some son of devotee, like here we have, I don't know, this two girls and we go to give biscuit, and they come to Mangalarti, like, their nature is completely like, no. Devotee. And so I think it is easy now to educate them, and they bring like joy to the family, to the temple. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta tells that if I can make a son pure devotee, I can make Anderson, no? And he was Naistika Brahmachari. And we see the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no? He had 10 sons, no? And he got very, very good family. So Krishna consciousness actually is wonderful, no doubt. Especially, I see also here in this temple, very nice everything. So I stop here, it's 8:45. If there is any comment, whatever you feel, you tell. Any question, or you can tell other way. I stop here. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.